Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And speaking of having some fun, it's time for our Best of the Midwest series, where each Thursday afternoon we take you to, or Thursday morning, to someplace in the Midwest, a short drive from where you're listening to us right now, and let's discover some spots we know of, but not that well, or don't know at all. On a phone line is Claire Koenig, and she's going to take us to Wisconsin, I guess to Milwaukee and environs around there. Claire, this is John. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. You're the communications director for Visit Milwaukee.
That's right.
When folks visit Milwaukee, are they Wisconsinites? I suppose you get a lot of Chicagoans coming up there, huh?
Yeah, we get a lot of outstate Wisconsinites. We get tons of people from Chicago, and actually we love people from Chicago because they're very good visitors. They love doing all of the things, seeing all of the sites, and are just very good visitors, especially the sports fans. Those are actually our two biggest markets.
Are you telling me you don't mind it when Cubs fans go to Brewers games and seem to populate the Brewers stadium more than Brewers fans?
Well, you know, we could have further discussion about the exact numbers at the stadium, but we love Cubs fans. They are great visitors. They do the brewery tours. They see the historical museums here. They truly make a whole trip of it when they come up, and of course we love that.
Okay, so here's my sort of quick whip around. Ask me when I think of Milwaukee, what do I think of? You ready?
Sure, yes. What do you think of Milwaukee?
I think of the lake. I think of your music fest. I think of the Brewers baseball. I think of that TV show with Laverne and Shirley. I think of breweries. And I would say those are the first things that come to mind. How am I doing?
Pretty good. That's pretty good. I would say you've hit all of the gateways to Milwaukee with that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of them then. What's coming up in the near future? What should be on my calendar?
Sure. Well, starting today is the 171st Wisconsin State Fair that takes place in West Dallas. It's just like 10 minutes from downtown Milwaukee at our massive fairgrounds. Every year they've got this incredible lineup of crazy, delicious, and sometimes just crazy foods to try.
Like what?
Well, there's a bug apple on a stick, so it's like a caramel apple, but coated in different kinds of little creepy crawlers.
Actual insects. And then, actual insects.
So like crickets, June bugs, ants. So again, crazy and crazy good, but there's some things a little more, a little less crazy, let's say, that sound delicious to me, like the cinnamon toast crunch latte. I could get behind chimichurri steak tots.
Yeah.
I love a tater tot. Who doesn't? They've got tons of new foods. I want to say it's like 80 new foods this year alone. Because of course they're constantly trying to come up with crazy concoctions, but also, I mean, the state fair has the classics, not in the food, in food and in just attractions that all sorts of people love, and that make for a great family trip.
So, who's on the musical stages? Who's headlining?
Let me actually see. There's always the huge BMX team, like trick team. Many animals headline different stages, you could say, with the racing pigs and all of the animals. But we've got tons of actual, hold on.
Oh, and I was thinking music rather than like, don't you have music acts on a soundstage or something there?
There is, and I'm looking for it right now, but they...
Well, pause on
here
that.
We go.
You got it?
Yeah, let's pause on that.
Okay.
So we've got the Two Hype Crew, the Boy Band Night, DJ Shauna, she's the Bucks DJ, and she's incredible. We love her. There's a sort like different kids acts. The biggest one being Kids from Wisconsin. Pat McCurdy, another Milwaukee Festival staple. He does sort of like comedy songs. Chicken Wire Empire. There's a Journey tribute band called Resurrection. Lilac, and then there's a like bodybuilding competition.
I will not be coming up for that. when folks come from, say, the Chicago area, do they make it up and back in one day? Where do you recommend people stay? Should they look for a place closer to the water, or what are the hot spots?
Sure. So for the State Fair, there's a handful of hotels right around the fairgrounds. It'll be super popular over the next 11 days. There's also, of course, dozens of hotels in the downtown area, much closer to the lake, closer to the other festival grounds, which will have their own events going on. And again, then you're only 10 minutes from State Fair.
There's a black
parking.
Go ahead, parking.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, parking is abundant no matter where you are in Milwaukee. So I just think there's never any need to worry about that.
Yeah, not all cities can say that, and this is one of them. Black Arts Fest, talk to me about that. That starts this weekend.
Yeah, so this is Saturday. This is we're so happy that this one is returning after, of course, the pandemic affected so many of our festivals. But they're back for a one-day fest at Henry Meyer Festival Park. That's our lakefront festival grounds where Summerfest takes place and a number of other ethnic festivals. But again, this is one day this Saturday. There's all sorts of different dance crews, traditional African dance. There's a whole pavilion that's going to have like sip and paint activities, which, you know, you can go to so many places like that, but doing it at a festival sounds really great to me. And then just live acts and music all day long. There's a big kids area. It should be great.
You guys also have a triathlon there this weekend, right?
Yeah, we have the triathlon. USA Triathlon is back with its premier amateur event, the biggest one they do all year. They are taking over the actual lakefront, so the parkland just north of the Summerfest grounds, and then the drive that way. So it's running, biking, running, marathon, and swimming. They're doing the swimming in the lake. They're biking over our Hone Bridge, which just gives you that amazing skyline view, and then running along the lakefront. It is super popular. Milwaukee is an athlete favorite, which is why they keep coming back.
Mm. By the way, several of our listeners are texting in saying the Milwaukee Art Museum is fabulous. I suppose you'd second that. I've not been there.
It is absolutely incredible. It's the state's largest repository of art. They have 30,000 works. Of course, not all are on view, but right now, the special exhibition is a show all of Jules Charest posters. That's the early 1900s French poster designer. If this name isn't familiar to you, you have definitely seen the posters or knockoffs of these posters. The Art Museum happens to have the biggest collection of them in the world, and so they put a whole bunch of them on display, and it's fabulous. It's perfect for an all-ages show, and then, of course, you're getting to see the architectural wonder that is the building itself with its movable wings.
Normally, when I do these really movable wings, I don't know about that. Movable wings?
Yeah. So our this addition to the Art Museum opened in 2021. It was designed by Santiago Calatrava. This is his first North American project, and he created a structure that has these white wings that open when the museum opens in the morning. They flap at noon, and then they close at the end of the day when the museum closes.
Nice
watching
touch.
It from outside, because they also pipe music out, like classical music. Usually you feel like you're in a movie or on, you know, it's just an incredibly moving experience. And it happens every day that there's not a lot of wind.
Yeah, I got to be careful about that. He was going to do the spire for us in Chicago, right? And that ended up not happening. And it was an imaginative, strange design not too far from where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, it is incredible, and it reflects the incredible art within the collection. If you can think of New York's World Trade Center area station that they opened in the last couple of years, the subway station, that was modeled after his Milwaukee Art Museum design.
I'll be darned. We're almost out of time. Anything else you want to make sure we know when we visit Milwaukee?
Sure. Well, so later in the month, we've got Irish Fest, which is the largest celebration of Irish culture all outside of Ireland. It's an absolutely amazing time. In a similar vein, we have Mexican Fiesta, which again brings tens of thousands of people to the lakefront to celebrate all things Mexican culture. And then we've got a really cool food event called Indulge Milwaukee, which is happening at American Family Field where the Brewers play. And there you get to taste dozens of restaurants. It's a very high-end tasting event.
Visit Milwaukee.org is where you can find out more if you're planning on visiting Milwaukee, and it sounds like a nice visit. Visit Milwaukee.org. Claire Koenig is the communications director for them. Nice job, Claire. Nice to meet you. We'll see you up there sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, John.